Hey everyone, we're back again with another episode. This week we're going to be getting into the connection of mind, body, and soul. And I'm Kat, as always, with Jasmine.
Hey guys.
So mind, body, soul, connecting the three. We're going to talk a little bit about self-care, about what that means. I know we've mentioned it in the past before. We're going to talk about boundaries. And I guess our own techniques that we kind of implement in our lives spiritually and what just kind of works for us. Obviously, we're by no means, we should be spiritual advisors at this point, but, you know, take all of our tips with a grain of salt and just kind of do what works for you. But we kind of just want to clarify what it means for us as far as reuniting mind, body, soul. Do you want to kick us off with some self-care or something?
Yeah, you know, I thought this was an important topic to step into because obviously this year a lot of us have been like stuck at home and like it's the perfect opportunity to kind of go within and really start taking care of yourself. And I felt like for myself, I was doing a pretty good job of that. But I did realize that a part of me was like still off balance, and where I was really lacking was like my body part. So like the mind, soul, like I've been tending to pretty well, but I realized like I was still kind of like overindulging in sweets at times and probably eating a little bit more carbs than I needed to, just doing stuff that made my body feel heavy and not good. Those may not affect you the same way, but it could be anything. You need to be in tune with your body to know like what feels good and what doesn't, mm-hmm. even if it tastes good. So I had to really, in doing that, and also because I'm getting into and trying to be a better like spiritual like teacher and healer, that I realized that I really needed to like work on those. I needed to work on my body as well, especially to be a better tarot card reader. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the food and stuff I was consuming would make me so heavy. Like it would be just hard for me to just do anything. So I think that's one place that a lot of people neglect. Like they're doing a lot of like, you know, stuff to help their mind. Maybe they're like, you know, meditating and, you know, stuff like that. But then when it comes to their body, you know, it's like Friday night and they're ordering a whole pizza. Not that we can't do this, but gluttony is not a good thing either. And it throws us off of our game, and we come from a society that encourages us to overindulge in stuff.
Right.
And we come from a society that gives us a lot of like processed stuff, or just like, for instance, you can go to a restaurant and you can think you're eating healthy. You go in there and you're like, oh, can I have just, I'm going to do a scoop of rice and then I'm going to do that chicken. And that rice, they could have actually cooked with a whole bunch of sugar. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. we come from a society where we're getting food and we don't even realize everything that they fucking put in it, or whatever they might've put it through, and then we're consuming it. And then we feel a certain way after we eat. We're just like, oh, you know, like I feel like heavy, or I feel like tired, or, you know, hunched over, or whatever the fact may be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing, is that we need to start really considering the things that we are injecting into our mouth or body or whatever as energy, you know what I mean? And especially if you're becoming like an energy healer, like you are, tarot card reader, it's definitely about like spiritually becoming in tune with that part of it. And obviously if a cheese pizza makes you feel good, it makes you feel good, and that's fine. But if you're feeling heavy, like you said, like if you feel a certain way after something that you eat or drink, maybe just start, I think we're trying to say is like, start paying attention to the red flags. You know what I mean? Like, cause we've all been there. Like you said, everybody's got their vice. Even if you go online shopping and you like buy that bag that you maybe didn't need, and then after you're feeling a little bit of like guilt, look into that. Don't ignore it. Yeah. You know, don't ignore that red flag. But yeah, like if a pizza makes you feel good, that's great. But also if like a piece of chicken with some vegetables makes you feel good, that's great too. But also if that chicken and vegetables makes you feel like shit, don't eat the chicken and vegetables, go get the pizza.
Yeah.
But and yeah, definitely
in moderation too.
Absolutely. Right? So. Absolutely. And that's, yeah, that's what you're saying is like our society doesn't promote moderation. So essentially it's kind of tamper, if we're going to, you know, get into that side of it, is they try to temporarily, and I'm talking about society in general, tries to temporarily just gloss over it with like diet culture or, you know what I mean? Like, or here, try this keto diet. It may not work for you, but everybody else is trying it. So you should probably try it too. Instead of reframing your thoughts around how you consume or what you're eating or what you're drinking or, you know, whatever it may be, or why you're choosing these things to eat or drink. You know what I mean? Like, instead it's, oh, go on this diet. Oh, do this. Oh, do that. Like, just let us tell you what you should be doing instead of actually looking inside yourself and realizing like, oh, this isn't making me feel good, whether it's a diet or a salad or a purse or this, you know? And that's kind of like the attunement you want to have with your mind, body, and soul. You're like really looking into like, what is making me feel good and how am I responding to this thing?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's been something that like you and I have been examining on like a major level this year, not only within ourselves, but within society.
Oh yeah. 100%. Even with, when it comes to like talking about dieting, like my friend keeps like, like when I got into an argument with my friend about like that, you know, she was saying, oh, you're on the keto diet. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm like, this is a lifestyle change. I'm not on no keto diet. And for one, I just realized certain things are affecting my body a certain way. I'm doing low carb. I'm not doing like no carb and high fat. Like, I don't want to do anything that doesn't feel good to me, but I've eaten like this in the past when I was, you know, a teenager, and when I was in my early 20s, I would eat this way and it was the best for my body. It was where I felt like the most like comfortable in my body.
Yeah.
So this was way before whatever keto fad came around, you know. Mm-hmm. People, these diets, they like, people just like go crazy on them. They become like this trend, but I'm like, no, I'm not. Yeah. I don't even like, don't get me wrong. There's been times where I'm like, obviously I have an event coming up and like, I'm like, fuck, like maybe I can't zip my dress up all the way. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna like, maybe do a quick like week diet or 2 week diet. Like sometimes doing stuff like that is okay. But for the most part, it's like, you should be thinking more of a lifestyle change. Yeah. If you see your body isn't reacting a certain way to certain things. And that's, I feel like on the mind, body, soul journey, like a lot of people like neglect the body part. Yeah. Like, especially because it's the hardest part to
kind of commit to, I feel. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're already eating like all the time. And like, yeah, it's hard to manage that. Mm-hmm. But, this is especially during the times that we're in, I just realized I needed to just be like on a certain level. Like, so I just was like, okay, you need to make these sacrifices. Like,
yeah.
You need to, like, not be here. Like, indulging on certain things, you know, when your body is in a, when you overindulge, like if I go and I go buy a bunch of candy and I'm sitting at home and I'm just like devouring it and all this dopamine is like releasing in my brain, I'm just like, yeah, like whatever. But if I stop myself from doing that and instead I get something healthy and then I kind of sit and meditate, like I'm going to get some clarity in other areas.
Yeah. Or you're going to figure out, and even by doing that meditating, maybe it tells you, okay, where am I going to get, instead of getting this temporary dopamine from chocolate or sugar, where can I get it from within myself? What is something that's going to bring it to me that's more of like a healthy coping mechanism? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's all about the reframing of that mindset. And that's the problem that I have with diet culture in general, is that it, instead of teaching people about nutrition and what our bodies need to, and don't get me wrong, I don't know everything there is to know about nutrition. You know, I'm only human, but I feel that as a society, if we're focused more on that, and talking about natural, you know, whatever, food, drink, natural, whatever, supplements, I don't care. But if we're teaching people more about that and less about the convenience and less about this temporary thing and less about oh, you have to only eat this, 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 and this, and this is going to make you feel great. Like, stop attaching to these labels of things that you think are going to make you have a great life. And I don't know, I guess my message is just like, tap into yourself, you know, stop tapping into these outward attachments are not going to bring you anything. And obviously I say that as a human being, because I've been there as well. It's not hard. We're still on the journey. Like, I'm not as divine as you and I both are. We're still fucking human. Like, we're talking about this because we're going through the journey ourselves. But this is the advice that has come to me that we want to share with the world. And just that, ugh, I don't know. So just something about the diet culture just grosses me out.
Well, yeah, I mean, there, it's definitely as quick fixes. But yeah, when you think like, and it's all a gimmick, it's to get you to spend money and to like stay in this fucking rat race and in this fucking, you know,
keep you down essentially.
But I just think it's important to, outside of the diets, you know, it's important to get in tune with your body. And yeah. I had somebody giving me a hard time about the amount of calories that I've been intaking the past 2 weeks. Like, they're like, that's too low. And then, oh, you're doing keto. I was like, no. I've been excessively eating. And right now, like, my cravings are definitely geared towards, you know, bad carbs and like sugar. Mm-hmm. So me even cutting those out, cutting sugar out for the most part, besides fruit, and then doing very low carb, I'm not even craving like, you know, oh, okay, I'm making broccolini for lunch and like stuff like that. I'm not even craving it. So sometimes I'm not even eating because I'm just not hungry for it. And then I think I was like online, I was looking at like something popped up and it was like brownies. I started salivating. I was starving all of a sudden. Like, so yeah, my brain is still, you know, so I was like, you know, I'm very in tune with my body.
Yeah.
And I have a little bit of extra weight on me. So I'm not in this month journey of me trying to reprogram myself and maybe eating less calories. I'm just waiting for my body to actually crave the good food too. You know what I mean? I can't always force myself to eat, but I'm not going to give my body what it wants either.
Right. So, and again, it's about that reframing of the mindset, you know, about knowing that you're treating yourself good because you're eating these really good things and knowing that what's going to come from that is great, but also not depriving yourself at the same time. Right.
Yeah.
Essentially. I also want to mention that if you are doing like any kind of diet and it is working for you and you like it, that's great. I'm not here to like judge you for attaching to a diet or whatever. Like, if it's working for you, that's amazing. I'm just talking about diet culture in general and our society in general, as far as like temporary fixes. Just want to make that clear.
Yeah. I mean, well, what you should know, what we're saying is true though. Diets are temporary. Lifestyle changes are completely different. Diet has an end road, and that I've done them too. I've had a lot of events. I've had to lose weight more quickly, but if you're really not feeling comfortable in your own skin, you have to do a lifestyle change. Do not call it a diet. And even me, I'm finding good, like I found this really good, because I have like an unhealthy relationship with sugar, like very unhealthy. And so I'm still allowing myself like fruits because I need to have some. I cannot deprive myself of that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make me happy. So I'm not going to be like no sugar at all, because honestly, I will be miserable and I'm probably going to be a bitch. So,
yeah. And you're depriving yourself, and that's not healthy at all. Cause again, that's bringing in like the soul part of it. Okay. Yeah. So if you want to have that brownie, have that brownie. And just be like, okay, I'm feeding my soul right now. I'm obviously not feeding my body, because obviously, you know, essentially brownies aren't great for you nutrition wise, but they're good for you as far as like feeling good. But like you said, you know, I'm not my vice isn't sugar. I obviously have a sweet tooth and I can, you know, but for me, it's like, I'll be like, okay, I'll have this ice cream and then I'm good for a while. You know what I mean? Or like, I'll be good for a couple days or whatever, but it's like, well, obviously I'm on my period pretty soon too. So it's a little bit more ramped up right now. So obviously like every day I'm like Oreos, give me Oreos. but yeah, it's like still feeding your soul while also being aware. I don't know. It's like, we're just trying to be consciously aware of all three, you know, and trying to unite them.
And feed your, and look, I also found a hot chocolate that can help me with my chocolate craving. But I know a certain sugar that it's like a fake sugar. It's not really a fake sugar. It comes from, I think it's monk fruit. That one is actually like, it comes from a fruit. Your body doesn't look at it as sugar either. It looks at it as something else, but it has a sweetness to it.
Okay.
So I'm sure a lot of people know about this too. It's like ethereal monk fruit. So I don't mind that. But you know, you just be really careful. If you're on a spiritual journey right now and you're trying to take care of your mind, body, and soul, just start really looking into what you're putting in your body too. Because if you really are having a moment where you're craving that, type, like a brownie, instead of like maybe running to Cold Stones and getting theirs, look at like healthy ways where you can get like something that's not like really processed and there's not like high fructose syrup in it and fake shit. Like mm-hmm. look where you can get something that's like really because that's another reason why our bodies are reacting a certain way, because a lot of the shit we're putting in ourselves is so artificial.
Yeah.
And I can feel, like, I'm so in tune with my body. Like I can just sense the difference. And
mentally and physically. It's like comparing if you make your own chicken salad bowl Chipotle at home. And I know Chipotle is like the fresher of the fast food, but it's like, it's so much cleaner and nicer to like know where you're getting all your stuff, making it at home. Like over the pandemic, at least for me, I've like really liked, you know, getting my groceries and like figuring out what I'm going to have and not adopting a completely vegan diet, but cutting down meat so much that I'm like looking at vegan alternatives. And mind you, vegan does not mean nutritious, but it's been like allowing me to like look at fruit and vegetables differently. You know what I mean? Like, whereas before I'd be like, oh, I guess I have to have a vegetable. And then now I'm like excited to like try different vegetables and try them in different ways. Like it's things like that. It's just reframing that mindset. Yeah. But again, like I've also been craving McDonald's French fries for some reason. So I'm going to have to like feed my soul pretty soon with some McDonald's fries. Mind you, I get like McDonald's fries and a Coke, like maybe once every few years just to like satisfy the craving. Cause you know, sometimes you got to have a fountain Coke. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes you're like craving it.
Yeah.
And I also want to say this to my carnivores out there, my meat lovers, like really look into where you're getting your meat from. Like, unfortunately, like we live in a society where everything's about mass production. So a lot of, you know, the meat that, you know, is out there, sometimes it's just like pumped full of salt so it can be heavier and they mm-hmm. can sell it for more. Or you're buying chicken from chickens who have been had their beaks chopped off because if you don't, I'm gonna give you a little history lesson on chickens. If you don't know this, the hens can be really aggressive. One, it's because they lay eggs every day. It's a very intense situation for them, and so their hormones are raging and sometimes they're very temperamental, and if a new hen comes around them, they will literally pluck that hen to death. If they don't know who the hen is, they'll kill it in a second. So a lot of these chicken farms, they're just like, they chop your beak off. They chop your like nails. They're very nasty to these animals.
Yeah.
And then you just have to remember that you're consuming that energy into your body. So, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, you're going to these places, you're paying a little bit more for cage free, or like, oh, this chicken was raised on this farm this way. Like,
yeah,
yes. And even though it's still not going to be perfect because, you know, you still can't 100% trust our food system.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's worth it to invest in the, to pay the extra, you know, few dollars if you can, because I know shit is expensive as fuck, but just mm-hmm. keep that in mind, because sometimes it's like not even worth it when you know the grotesque stuff that an animal went through. Even certain cows, they're kept in like, you know, on certain farms, they're kept in like cages where there's maybe like 2 inches forward, 2 inches back, nowhere to go side to side. And they're constantly just impregnated to keep the milk coming. And then, you know, eventually they can be slaughtered or whatever. So you got to think they're under high distress and then you're taking in that milk and you're taking in that, you know, it's not like back in the day where it's like, you know, it's not like an animal grazing and living their best life and then they die. You know what I mean? Because somebody hunted and they were hungry. That's a lot different than the distress we're putting them under.
Yeah.
So just, I feel like, you know, there is a, I'm a meat eater. I'm probably always going to be, but I'm not, I don't think the way our meats are, the way we do stuff because of mass production is the right way at all. And I wish more vegans would actually, you know, instead of trying to fight for veganism, I wish they would fight for also, I wish they would also include better conditions for animals, because veganism is definitely a privilege and it's definitely a first world privilege, because, you know, I have family in third world countries. That's not even, you know, an option. Like, you have to have a go. And, you know, I'm the type of person too, like, if I had fucking milk in my breast and somebody was starving, I would share it. So I don't believe in like, oh no, like, I'm not like that. I don't believe in that type of like, I'm very like giving, and I feel like there's a circle of life, but yeah, the way we go about things is definitely not right here.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too, is, and I go back to the nutrition thing and like teaching people about nutrition and teaching people about where, like you said, where they're getting their meat from. And I want to mention too, that just because it says organic does not mean that it's like ethical, you know, or not filled with, you know, whatever steroids or whatever you want to mention, as well as, like you said about, there are some vegans though that do go into it because of the spiritual thing, which I find interesting. Yeah, like they want to cut off that kind of like consuming another human or another human. Not cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
Oh shit. I meant another living being, not another human being. And they do it for spiritual reasons. So I find that really interesting too. But yeah, a lot of times, you know, people go vegan and then they don't realize that it's like, oh, you need to like learn more about nutrition as well, you know, because you can go vegan, but you can still eat like shit. Like going vegan does not automatically equal like, you know, so that's a thing too that I want to mention as well, because you brought up vegan being like a first world problem, is that a lot of times, you know, you call for veganism and everybody needs to be vegan. Well, there's people that live in food deserts as well who, like you said, can't access that kind of nutrition and lifestyle. And that's where we need to go back to, while we tear the rest of society down, let's start tearing down, you know, the lack of education as far as nutrition goes. So I just want to keep speaking to that as well, because you could always tie it back to that. And like you said, with the, just because you're one lifestyle does not mean you know it all. Well,
exactly. So. And you're not going to go tell my family in Jamaica who live in an area where there's no electricity and there's no running water and they have a family goat, which they get milk from. You're not going to give them the vegan diet where they're ordering vegan buffalo wings and
right.
vegan chicken Caesar salad. You know, so I try to really bring, you know, because I get in arguments with people like that live in Marina Del Rey that argue with me about this. And I'm just like, which is a nice place in California. And I'm just like, you know, that is a first world privilege to have like these vegan restaurants that are here in the LA area. Like, even if I go back to my home where I live in Massachusetts, maybe if I'm in the inner city in Boston, I might be able to find that. But out in the outskirts in Boston, if I decided to be a vegan, I'd probably be eating a lot of toast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, or a lot of lettuce, a lot of salad.
It wouldn't be, you don't really have that. And people in a lot of the world just can't, they don't have those options to really live like that and have a nutritional like diet. And just to touch on where you said for spiritual reasons, you know, I do know, I bought this little fire kit thing from this lady. She's actually a white lady, but she lives in India. And I was like, you're in India, but she works with this tribe. So she was like, yeah, and I sell this stuff and I give some of the proceeds to the tribe. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. So I ended up buying something for her from her. But she's one of those people too, where she's like, she doesn't, and a lot of like people like in India, some of them can be like that. They don't want to consume an animal. But for me, that's actually different. Like if this was like, if we were in primal times, I'd want to consume the animal. I want that energy in my body. Like, so for me, like on my spiritual journey, I feel completely different about it. I feel like there's a power in that. That's the power of being a carnivore. You know what I mean? Like for me, I'm well, like,
is it halal that where they bless the animal and do like a whole ceremony before they slaughter it? Is it called halal? I think.
I know the Native Americans do something, which I'm really, and I know Jewish people do certain things, and I'm yeah. really like, I'm about like
kosher,
you,
I think.
Yeah. And you have to kill the animal a certain way with no pain, and you don't,
yeah.
And you're supposed to let the animal roam and not keep them in bat. Like, so I
think a lot of cultures have their version yeah. of it. Right.
And I understand that. Cause I'm like, I have no problem taking that energy into my body. Me spiritual wise. Like I actually, that's what I welcome because mm-hmm. I am an intense person. And I, for me, I like that. So it's so, you know, everybody's different. Some people are spiritual journey. They're very like light and fluffy and that's who they are. Yeah, that's not me. So yeah, I could never see myself being like, and plus I just, my body responds better to meat. I couldn't imagine just doing, just vegan, but my mom and my little sister are vegan. And my mom and little sister do great on carbs. Like they always eat carbs. Carbs give my mom so much energy. She
yeah.
Every time, you know, after she eats, she needs to walk for a mile. She's like, yeah. I'm like, me, I need to take a nap. So it's not yeah. my thing.
I totally get that. It's like everybody reacts differently. So, you know, you say like, you could probably never be vegan because you know your body and you know that, you know, eating meat powers you. And yeah, I'm kind of the same way with carbs too. Like I feel like I need them or else I feel like malnourished in a way. but I don't do like crazy. I don't do like white bread or anything like that. I tend to go like, cause I'm a Virgo. I have digestive problems. So I have to go on things that are like easy on the digestive system too. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, self-care. And I think let's talk about like what that means for each of us and what kind of self-care things we've been doing throughout 2020, since we're pretty much almost done with the year.
I know we
still are in this pandemic, unfortunately.
It's so crazy.
I know.
You know, this year has been, I mean, for me, self-care has really been pampering myself, which is something I don't always have time to do. And this year, obviously, things slow down a bit. So I actually not only have time for it, but then there's sometimes where I'm just lazy and I don't want to do it. But I'm actually like, no, you need to take care of yourself. You need to do face masks. You need to do foot soaking. You need to like, you know, just meditate or, you know, I'm just doing things that like I'm making like really nice meals for myself. Like, you know what? I want that sea bass. That's $25 at Whole Foods. I'm fucking getting it. Not all the time, but like, you know, maybe once a month I'll be like, okay, you know what? You killed it this month. Like you're doing great. Like you've been working on yourself. You get that. So I've been doing stuff like that because, you know, we're human beings. We should reward ourselves. We're here on earth. It's not easy here. Like, why not? Like,
yeah.
Treat yourself good. But I've also been, it's also been a journey of me like making my, which I never do when I live by myself, making my apartment kind of like this spiritual haven. So I've like painted and I've decorated it. Now I'm at the point where I always have to have flowers in my house. So that's a thing that I'm doing for myself. Like usually they last about a week and a half. So it doesn't matter. Like I go to the store and I go get colorful flowers to put in my house so I can have like life in my house. Cause I'm not a plant person.
Not either. I love flowers. I could not take care of a plant. It sounds annoying to me.
I'm just
going to buy fresh flowers. I feel you.
My mom is a plant person. She has like 80 plants, probably more than that. And she loves that. But me, I've never been that person. So I've been really just pampering myself. I've been waking up like meditating and like just putting myself first, saying no to people, even when it's made me uncomfortable to say no. I'm choosing myself, which I don't do when it comes to people I'm friends with a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I'll do it with strangers all day, but I don't really do it with friends or lovers. I'm always like, oh, you know, fuck it. Like I'll sit up all night with somebody. I'll be wanting to leave them for like fucking, you know, 5 hours ago and I'll still sit there. And I hate that part about myself. So I'll sit there tired. I'll be like, why am I here? In my mind, I'm like, why am I here? But I can feel their energy and they want me here. They like need me almost. And I'm like,
yeah, it's like, you're, is it the ego side of yourself? The Gemini side of yourself is like, oh, I'm living for this.
Yeah. I think it's also, it's not only just the Gemini side. I think it's also my Cancer side too. And I'm like,
it's that, a nurturer part of
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Well. And I'm just like, I'm so sensitive to other people's energy. And like when I can sense that somebody really needs me here and like and when I go, like I gotta go and they're like, oh, okay. And I see something in their eyes and I feel their energy. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I get an extra hour. It's honestly one of the parts that I hate about myself. And I've been really working on it this year because I've been like, no. Or I've been like, I actually started going out a few weeks ago with somebody. And then I'm glad I actually shut it down because it was turning into an all day thing, which I didn't expect. I thought it was just going to be like a hike and a quick meal. And I started getting back into my old patterns of just like, pleasing people that I care about, especially because I felt their energy. But you know, they have to deal with that. I can't feel bad for people. I have to worry about myself, especially with the direction I'm going into with my career. Like when I do that, I end up draining myself so much and like putting my body through so much that I'm useless like the next day. Yeah. So I had to really, yeah, that came to the forefront again. And one of my spiritual teachers called me out on it when I talked to him a week ago. He was just like, you need to not be doing that. And I was like, I already like switched.
You're like, I already know.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm already like, tending to myself again. And I think that's an, important thing to do right now is to just like, ask yourself, like, finding ways to make yourself happy, like within yourself, that doesn't involve another person. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what this has been about for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people can speak to that too, especially as we have to like stay at home or not see people as much. It's like really, I mean, obviously a lot of people aren't doing this as I can tell, but it's definitely about like choosing yourself. And that's kind of what self-care is, right? It's choosing yourself. It's self-love. It's boundaries, like you brought up. It's, and I feel like people don't talk about that enough, is that boundaries are definitely a part of self-care. I think we preach this all the time. I mean, I don't want to say preach because that seems kind of negative, but we speak to this all the time, is that it's having boundaries with ourselves, you know, whether it's cutting off those unhealthy coping mechanisms or honoring the red flags, I feel, at the same time, noticing those red flags that come up when you feel a certain way, when you tune into your intuition, and not just shutting it down and ignoring the red flags, but truly, truly honoring it. And in my opinion, I feel is what shadow work is as well. Shadow work is also, I feel, encompassed within self-care. And shadow work is looking at your demons, looking at your flaws, looking at those red flags and going, okay, why is this coming up for me? How do I, instead of looking at it all in a negative light, how do I honor this side of me as well and tend to this side of me? Because obviously a red flag is always like something that's needing your attention, you know what I mean? Whether it's within yourself or in a relationship or whatever. And it's like, what is this trying to teach me? What is this bringing up for myself right now? And really diving in and realizing like, this is the shadow work I need to do. This is the self-care I need to work on to just ultimately make yourself just a better person for not only you, but what you're putting out into the world as well, which we always talk about, maybe not on the podcast, but we always talk about like, if you're speaking your truth, you're owning your truth, you're living truly your best life, it raises the vibration of those around you, not only yourself, but those around you. People see you doing that and they get inspired, you know, they get inspired to live their truth as well. I firmly believe that that's why Jasmine and I are here on this planet. And I always used to wonder, like, okay, what is my life path? Oh, I don't know. I would pray to, you know, my spirit guides, my spirit team, the goddesses, whatever. I'd be like, what is my life path? I don't know what this is. I don't know what this looks like. And then I just came to this realization one day where I was like, oh, I'm on it. I'm literally on it. What I do every day is part of it. Whether I know what the like specific answer is or not, I'm truly living it. Like every negative thing, if you wanted to call it negative, or everything that happens to you, everything you go through, every experience you have is part of your life path. Like it's all encompassing. And I used to think, oh no, you're on your way to your life path. You know, you're not there yet. And it's like, no, you're fucking on it. That's been a big thing I've had to come to terms with this year, is like, we're literally, everybody's on their own life path right now. It's not, and it's all going to look different, but it's there. You're on it. You're here. You're on the yellow brick road.
Yes. 100%.
So that's been a big thing for me as far as like mind, body, soul, and self-care, is like realizing that shit and going through certain experiences and going, okay, this is what this taught me. And I can look back and appreciate all that that is. And then just also stay in the moment at the same time and be like, I have made it to this place because of these things. It's honoring all of that. It's honoring the light and the dark within yourself. And I think maybe it's because I've fully committed to yoga. And I guess you could say that's been my self-care for most of this pandemic, is just truly committing to this thing. Whereas before I would be like, okay, I'm going to work out, I guess, and not feel great about it and not love it or not enjoy it, or just be like, I'm going to go to the gym, I suppose, because I have to, because society tells me I have to, instead of like not really enjoying it. I would just like force myself to do it. And now that I've like really started to truly enjoy yoga, commit to it every day, and actually like, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some days where I'm like, I just want to lay on the couch. I don't want to do anything. And then once I do it and commit to going on the mat and doing these things and showing up for myself, essentially, it's just really, really opened my eyes to like how I can commit and show up for myself. And that's, I believe, a big part of self-care, a big part of my self-care. And I just want to share this quote that my virtual yoga teacher said today, which I thought would resonate with our episode, that the practice of self-love is the balance of that light and dark. What I was just talking about, that incorporating your shadow work, incorporating your demons, honoring every side of yourself. So there you go.
Yeah, which is very, very true. I feel like, you know, being real with yourself, being a spiritual person does not mean all of a sudden you are perfect and you don't have flaws and they go away.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. We're never going to be.
Yeah. And I think so many people, especially with the, you know, the fake positivity spiritual people, like I think they push that agenda.
Love and light.
That, I mean, those, the ideology, exactly. And I think I've met a few of my friends have said to me, like, especially if we're having like an intense conversation and I'm calling them out on a behavior, they're like, oh my God, I thought you were like this spiritual person and you're being, I'm like, what do you think that means? What do you think? I'm going to be some butterfly like coming over to you all the time? that is not what that means. I'm a human being here in reality on earth dealing with real life issues.
Yeah.
Stuff can be dark. Stuff can be messy. This is not like, you know, I meet a lot of spiritual people, and I think this is why people get it confused, that whose heads remain in the clouds. They don't ever want to come down from it. They're always in a dream world coming off like, hi, you want a reading with me? I'm Sophia. Love and light, peace and hope. You know, every day, you know, as a spiritual person, you're here for humanity as a, like the whole of humanity. You're here to like move the needle, move people towards themselves, towards like spirit. So that work is grimy. That work is intense. That means actually having tough conversations with people. That means going
and with yourself.
Yes. So I'm like, you know, when people make these comments, I'm like, what do you think that me being a spiritual person or spiritual healer, what do you think that means? That I'm going to walk around with like a fucking, you know, I'm going to go to Party City, get a little angel ear thing, put it over my head. And now I'm going to be like running around like a fairy. No, that's not like, that's not living in reality. And a lot of people that are, you know, supposedly these spiritual healers and teachers, I've seen so many of them online. They don't live in reality. They live in, they permanently, and some of them are really still connected, but they're constantly only, they're only in the 5D. I'm like, bitch, but we live in 3D. So get over here. Yeah. I need you here.
It's a balance of both. It's absolutely a balance of both. It's honoring your human side as well. Cause hello, you're still a fucking human being. You're not, like you said, you're not existing as a goddamn butterfly.
Yeah.
You're a human being. You reincarnated at this time as a human being. So stop forgetting that part. I know that bugs me too about it, is like, okay, just completely ignoring your human side doesn't solve anything either, because it's like, you're still existing in, like you said, the 3D, the human, you know, we're in reality.
We're in reality, and you getting in touch with your spirituality, congratulations, it's beautiful. Now, what are you doing for mankind? You know, you decided to keep your ass over there in the 5D and float around all goddamn day. I'm like, some people like that frustrate the hell out of me. I'm like, get over here and let's talk about racism right now.
Yes,
let's talk about that. Like, they're like, excuse me? No, this is too heavy. Let me get back over there. No.
Yeah.
Stay here with me. You need to stay in reality. You need to bring that light into reality, and you need to have hard conversations with people. But
yeah, they do the thing of like, if I just ignore it, it won't be there. I'm like, what kind of spiritual practice is that? What kind of spiritual practice is that where you're just, if I don't give energy to this negative thing,
it'll
will
go
not
away.
Exist in my world. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. Talk about privilege in the fucking spiritual world.
Yeah.
I mean, that is insane.
Well, maybe it doesn't exist in your world, in La La Land, or if you're, I guess if your head's just floating in the 5D, but I'm like, bitch, we are on Earth. It exists here. You are here. You did not pass on. You are not like, what are you doing? Like, oh, those people get on my nerves so badly. Like, because it confuses people. And that's why I have certain of my friends that actually challenge me and like who I am, because I don't give them some like, you know, bubblegum pop, you know, advice or whatever. And they're like, aren't you supposed to be a butterfly now? I'm like, no, bitch, I'm Jasmine. My name is still Jasmine. I'm going to be Jasmine.
You're like, maybe in the next life I'll reincarnate as a butterfly. I'll let you know.
Yeah. But I'm like, it's frustrating, that we have this like, you know, delusion going around on what that means. Spirituality is messy. You know, you have to be in touch with, you know, the good and bad in yourself, the good and bad on earth. You have to like be willing to go to bat for it all and discuss it all and like try to bring people, hopefully you being in that light and putting it out there and showing people that, you know, hopefully they're going to eventually fucking like a light bulb will go off for them too. So you kind of have to be, you know, we need to be here. We need to be present.
Mm-hmm.
It's
absolutely
not like, and I even do that with my readings. I think I advertise that. I'm like, you know, if you really want like handholding, somebody who's going to sugarcoat stuff and be a bubblegum type of, you know, reader for you and all that stuff and like tell you what you want to hear, I am not the person that you want to reach out to. I'm not the person that you want to have a reading from, because I'm just not doing that. And, you know, I'm going to give you everything I tell, you know, sometimes it is just an amazing reading. Yeah. Wow. Great for you. Like, you know, sometimes myself, I have great readings that I give myself. Sometimes I have some of my spiritual healers tell me shit that I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, okay. Like, you know, so it's not always going to be copacetic and great. Like sometimes you got to like, they're like, you got to work on yourself, or sometimes you got a situation like where maybe life's direction may be changing and people don't want to hear that. Or you're just in a bunch of mess because you put yourself in it. Get out. You know what you're doing. Sometimes you just hit me up about some bullshit and I'm like, dude, you literally just answered your whole question. You just sent me a whole paragraph and asked me a question and you literally got yourself in this disastrous situation. And I do reiterate that. I'm like, hey, we have life choices. You're on a merry-go-round. You just said you stole this person from some, you know, well, they feel like they did. Well, I took them from this woman and now this is happening. Look how the story started. Let's just start there. Before we even pull the cards, let's just start there. You have to like, you have to understand like what you're putting yourself into as well. And like, mm-hmm. know that, you know, we have free will on earth and you make your own decisions. And, you know, we sometimes are the creators of our own chaos and fucking drama. So, you know, I'm a very direct person. Getting into my spirituality only made me more direct. And I think that, you know, confuses a lot of people that don't understand what it is.
Yeah. I think that can be, it can be that like self-awareness as well. I feel like maybe people don't realize spirituality is absolutely becoming self-aware because you're kind of forced to do so. You're forced to kind of examine what you've created in your life and what you've kind of been leaning on or whatever. But some people aren't ready to have that conversation. Yeah. They walk into spirituality or they, you know, they try to go on this journey, but it'll hit you in the face real quick. Yes. We're speaking from experience.
Yeah. You have to deal with your shit and you know, it never ends because we're all human. We're constant works in progress. So it's a beautiful road, but it's an intense road and it can be hard at times. And I think people really, I do like that saying though, that spirituality is like 100% self-awareness, which is probably why my directness is just a lot more than before. And it's a lot harder for me to be around certain people.
Yeah.
Like even when I was talking to Jao last week, he was just like, you know, I really want you to make sure you're staying away from shallow people. Like you really need to, like your guides want you to know this. And
yeah,
I'm like, you know, it is important for, because I do have an ego on me and I also don't get just caught up in that lifestyle that I can get caught up in. I need to stay grounded and I just need to be around people that have a lot more depth to them. And I do for the most part, I am around that. But occasionally, you know, when I do get bored and I want to go out, I do have certain friends that are just like, I'm available. And, you know, I would call them more of associates, but it is the type of energy that I probably just don't need to really be in. But a part of me, especially because it's COVID, I spent so much, especially after me and my ex broke up, I think in April, I spent like mostly like May, June, July, up until like maybe mid-August, like, and then I started going hiking with a friend, but I was really just like, you know, riding out, but yeah. You know, during COVID, and because I didn't want to date either. So
it was, you know, time that you really were able to spend with yourself and tap into
self-awareness.
Nice.
Yeah, which was definitely nice, and I enjoy alone time. But then, you know, then I was like, you know what, fuck, maybe I can go out with somebody and go like for a hike, yeah. You know, and then, but still I have to be careful because right now when I'm around people, it's not just a hike. When I'm around people who are unevolved and who are shallow and who have no depth and they start telling me nonsense, I literally can't handle it. And it irks me. And then I'm like, look,
that's that red flag coming up that you need to look at.
I'm like, look at here. Let me tell you something. Like, I'm like, first of all, like, you know, and then I start getting in these conversations that they can't even comprehend because they don't even know how to look at their own selves in the mirror. Mm-hmm. So it becomes like, okay, yes, it was nice to be around another human and have contact. And it was nice to just have another body around me to do a hike with, or, you know, just be, sometimes I can be an introvert, but before I've worked from home for the past few years, but before when I felt a little bit like antsy and I need to be around people, I would literally go to a bar in my neighborhood, like where they served dinner, and I would sit and get an appetizer, have a glass of wine. Just being in the energy of people would be enough for me. And then I talk to the bartender for a second and I would go home. That'd be good. But we can't do that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, you know, I was like, oh, I can go out with these people. But yeah, when people are just like in vibrating so low, which if you're a spiritual person, you'll know what that means. It's really hard to be in that without trying to, like, you know, say something to the person and just, you know, it's just toxic to be in that type of energy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm in it with some of the people that I am, that are my clients that I'm doing like readings for and stuff, but like, at least that's temporary. Either it's like an email or it's like a phone. It's like 30 minutes. I'm going in with a certain mindset. I'm very like blessing myself beforehand, protecting myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just speaking through my guides and the cards at that time. So it's a different situation than me just being casually out with my guard down, dealing with like toxicity.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. And it's noticing that the low energy kind of frequency, and just by low energy, I think we just mean what, like, I mean, we say it all the time, but it's like, you know, maybe people that aren't, they can be people that aren't on the same journey as you, people who are toxic, people who are, you know, it could be a whole thing. People that just don't vibe with where you're at, you know? And yeah, if you are an intuitive person, you'll know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Probably like sometimes it'll be subtle and sometimes it'll be right in your face, but it's knowing intuitively, like where, like you said the other day, like you notice that most of the time when people are like aggressively negative towards you, you can take it because you can see it. And lately you've been experiencing some people who are like subtle in their like negativity and it's like throwing you off a little bit. And I just thought that was like really funny because it's so true. It's like, it's having to discern that within your intuition and just be like, okay, is this person shading me right now? Or like, what the fuck's going on right now? Like,
yeah.
And it's, again, it's like, maybe that red flag isn't going to be as red. It's going to be a little orange, but it's going, okay, let me step back and be like, what the fuck is this kind of energy? Because maybe it's not like outwardly negative. So I find that kind of interesting too. And like relationships in your life where, whether maybe you walk away from them thinking, oh, I'm kind of like not vibing with this person when I once was, you know, and also not putting any kind of label or attachment on that. And just realizing like, you can also just grow apart from people and that's okay. And sometimes the friendship will come back or the relationship will come back to you if it's meant to be. And it's all about that, just kind of honoring, not just your own journey, but also everybody else's around you, I guess. And maybe those like low energy people have more lessons than they need to learn about in this reincarnation.
Yes. And I can't be, which is a very hard thing for me. I can't be everybody's teacher. And, you know, my, the guy on the phone was like, you know, obviously he was reminding me of that. Like, you know, this isn't the time for you to be fucking trying to mend everybody's fucking soul or send them on a journey. Like,
cause they're not going to be like, receptive to it.
Yes. And he was like, the people coming to you that are asking you for that and you're working with them, that's a different thing. But he was like, yeah, like, you know, you don't want to get caught up around a bunch of people who are unevolved because, you know, you already in the current state you're in and what you do, you're going to be like, you know, tending to them. And it's really going to set you back and deplete your energy. You're not supposed to just be tending to everybody. And like,
yeah.
And I get that. And like, but it's funny with you talking about people being, you know, I have a lot of people that, you know, at times, like I do have certain friends that can be very passive aggressive towards me. And don't get me wrong, I think these people do love me. And it's so funny, like they're so passive aggressive towards me and they have a certain image of me. Maybe, I don't know. Like, you know, the way they act towards me, I think other friends that I have that don't act like that would be like, you know, this person's like a hater, like, or they're not really like your friend, or they don't really, you know, these people genuinely, I know they genuinely do like care about me. I know they do, but they're on a lower vibrating level than me and they have some issues and they're deflecting on me and it makes them act passive aggressive towards me. But even though I can sense that they really love me, I realize that I've had to like take space from them because just even the energy they're giving off, even if they're not directly saying it to me. So I can sense it. And I'm just like, I don't need to be around that. Like you need to raise your vibrations to be where I'm at. Like I can sense they care about me. And I know that they're like, you know, I want to be around you, even though sometimes their actions, you know, don't show it.
Yeah. But
I'm like, you know what? You have to like, now I'm just like, you know, there's certain stuff, certain people, certain like judgmental friends that I have, you know, I don't even think they realize even how they come off to me because of certain unhealed stuff in them, you know?
Yeah.
To them, they don't even see it. But I see it and I feel it. And I know other people around me that are vibrating higher definitely see it, because they'll be like, oh, that person, I don't know. And I'm like, nah, I can always sense when people really do care about me, but that doesn't mean that I have to be in their energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know what? I need some space from you. And I've been really quick to do that this year. And I'm going to continue to do that if I feel like somebody's energy is unhealthy for me, or just too shallow, or they're just too caught up in certain things. And I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to remove myself from the equation, whether they're ex like it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's like what we mean about low energy, is like, if it's not vibing with you, remove yourself from the situation. Maybe you need to examine the relationship a little bit further. Like, what is coming up for you right now? Instead of just kind of like mashing it all down and just, you know, walking away and just ignoring it for good, or like, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's really, it's an important part, I think, of self-love too. And like you said, like, it's almost like those people will almost set the boundaries for you, you know, like the boundaries are already set because you can see it's not really in alignment at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, do we have anything else to add? I feel like we covered a lot of mind, body, soul tonight. We're about at an hour.
Oh, are we?
Jesus. Yeah.
Every time we say we're going to do 30 minutes, we do an hour.
Yeah. We always do double that for sure. Every time we say we do an hour, it's almost like 2 hours.
I think ending words, I'm just going to say, you know,
yeah,
love yourself right now. Like, stop searching on like, I need to get out of the house. Like, find ways to, like, not saying that you can't leave your house and love yourself, but like, find ways to spend time with you and to make you happy, and stop searching for it in other people and other, this is the time to really explore that.
Yeah. We want to encourage that. Go inward. Yeah. It's okay to do so.
Yeah. Deal with the past wounds and the hurt and, you know, and heal that stuff, heal that ancestral trauma, that family trauma, all that shit. Like, it's going to make you a better person at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if people are toxic to you, even if you love them, if they're family, friends, you know, take your space, set your boundaries. You don't have to be mean about it either. You can literally just be like, you know what? I just need a little space. I'm doing it for everybody mm-hmm. right now. I just need to be, you know, there's ways to go about things. Like, I'm a little bit more assertive. Sometimes I'm just like, I can't be around. Like, sometimes I can just be a little bit, you know, impulsive with my words, but like, you know, there's ways to like not be confrontational about it. You can be sweet about it and just be like, I need to be alone for a second. And I'm just trying to get into meditation so I can't see anybody.
Yeah. It's okay to do that. It's totally okay, because you're again, it's self-care. It's what we've been talking about. It's putting yourself first.
Yeah. Putting yourself first. It's a hard, it can be a hard thing to do, especially even with family and friends, which is the only place I at times struggled with it as a kid. And I'm a very like me person, I've realized, unless I'm around certain people. So yeah, you know, just choose you. Choose you.
Yes.
If you're important.
In whatever way that means for you.
And you can't help and love anybody unless you really know and love yourself. Like, you're, you know, like, you just really can't. You know, it's like in a plane. They tell you to put that mask on you before you even do it to your kids, because you're going to be useless if you fucking pass out midway through trying to secure a mask on your child if you haven't given yourself oxygen yet.
Okay, I really need you to start RuPaul's Drag Race, because he literally ends each episode with, if you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? Like, he literally just basically quoted RuPaul, and I just, everybody tell Jasmine that she needs to start RuPaul's Drag Race.
I know. I need
everything. There's like 8,000 episodes too, so you'll be like set for life.
I think it's on Netflix too, I believe.
It's on one of them, I know for sure. Yeah, like all the old seasons.
I'll definitely check it out because I used to love RuPaul when I was younger.
Yeah.
I used to always watch him on TV. So I'm definitely, I know I need to check it out.
I think that's a good place to end is with the RuPaul quote, essentially. You quoted him without even knowing. until next time, you guys, we will talk to you soon. Follow us on Instagram at Booze Witches, Twitter at The Booze Witches. Subscribe, leave a review, Apple, Spotify. We'll be back with probably another episode soon or an Instagram live something. Until then, like Jasmine said, just love yourself.
Just love yourself.
Bye.
Bye.